Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Are you tired of endlessly searching for work, applying for jobs and never hearing back, job openings vanishing into thin air? What if with just one connection, you could link with dozens of companies that are hiring? What if that connection was a locally owned business ready to help without charging a fee? Express Employment Professionals is your one connection. Go to expresspros.com. With endless opportunities, it's time to try something new in your job search. Let Express Employment Professionals help you. Start at expresspros.com.
Our kids have said to us since we moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community, the values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with two young kids.
See what makes Minnesota the star of the North. New residents share why they love calling it home at exploreminnesota.com/live.
Want to increase your salary? Discover your earning potential with CareerBuilder. CareerBuilder.com knows you have superpowers that make you good at your job. They're called skills. And CareerBuilder.com has tools specially designed to help you move up, like CareerBuilder CoLab. Check out resume examples. Learn what recruiters are looking for. Search salaries. And view different career paths based on your skills. You'll be amazed to know how many ways you can use the skills you already have to build your future. Visit CareerBuilder.com.
Awards Watch says Liam Neeson is at his best. Don't miss In the Land of Saints and Sinners. Having left his dark past behind, retired hitman Finbar Murphy, played by Neeson, leads a quiet life in a remote coastal Irish town. But when a menacing crew of terrorists arrive, Finbar is drawn into a vicious game of cat and mouse, forcing him to choose between exposing his secret identity or defending his friends and neighbors. In the Land of Saints and Sinners, from Samuel Goldwyn Films and Sony Pictures Home Entertainment. Watch it now on digital. Rated R.
I'm RJ Bell with the sports betting headlines for Tuesday. We're here in Vegas, and the summer leagues are getting going here, and it's always a big deal. It's growing, and Chet Holmgren, who was the number one pick, is making his debut in the summer leagues tonight. By the way, you can bet these games. Yes, the Thunder are five-point favorites over the Jazz. In the real NBA, the actual who wins the title, we've got the Suns are favored to get Kevin Durant. But they're not the favorites to win the title. That is now the solidified Boston Celtics. We're going to run down all of the big NBA stories. Here comes a 4-hour of the Vegas Truth covering all that and more.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio. Radio. This is Straight Out of Vegas. With the voice of Vegas, your host, RJ Bell. The pregame show America has always wanted. I doubt the future. I doubt the future. From the Vegas Strip, here's RJ Bell.
You heard it. I'm RJ live in Las Vegas, live on a after the holiday weekend Tuesday, live on 226 FSR stations across this great, great nation. We got a full house here. We got AJ Hoffman, the stalwart, the guy that's like a rock. Unless he blows out his knee, then he limps to get an MRI. But you know, we got Scott Seidenberg for the Vegas Sports and Information Network. He works late nights. He works in the afternoon. It doesn't matter. He's just grinding. He's got an in-game bet. How many bets do you make in a week? Individual bets. Well, you think
probably
about
over
that.
20.
That's it. I would have thought 20 a night.
I'm being conservative.
Yeah. You know? One of his bets, we had a bet last week.
We did have a bet last week.
And let's see if the listeners can hear this.
That is a crisp $100 bill.
And $125.
Well, because I gave you plus
money.
125 odds.
That's what I like to bet favorites that are actually getting plus money.
You originally said 100, and then right. I said, well, I'm going to be fair.
Somehow he's going to be nice.
I'm going to be fair and give you the market price of plus 125.
Now, let me ask you this. At what stage are you going to say, you know, people say don't bet against RJ. I'm going to just start doing it. Just if he wants it, I don't want it. Are you there yet?
I'm almost there.
I mean, you bet against him, to be fair. He put the bet out, and you pushed the button on him. There's nothing he can do.
Well, he could have bagged off.
Can I back out of this quarterback thing now?
Yeah, this quarterback thing is fun. Now, here's the thing. Tonight in the podcast we do separate, we're going to draft the teams in the NFL. So tomorrow we'll be telling you on air about that. I think I might just retire after the quarterback. I got the best draft in that quarterback. We'll go over that too, probably. Also, we got Mackenzie Rivers back. After, did you go to an Indian sweat lodge for the experimentation you were doing? Or where were you exactly?
I was just here in the heat of Vegas walking around.
In your apartment doing it. It was a different kind of sweat lodge.
Exactly.
Now, if you were here last week, you would have heard Mackenzie had a day off on, was it Wednesday the first day off?
Wednesday was the first day, yeah.
And somehow he was bashing me on Twitter. Not really, but kinda. And then I talked about it on air, and he deleted his account.
Yeah, deactivated, gone.
Now, you might think, what the heck? Well, we're going to talk about that later this hour. You can't leave. Just if you're in your driveway, stay in your driveway. Sports bettors listen for the money. Sports fans listen to no more than their buddies. And he is the fan who beats the man, AJ Hoffman.
Thank you, RJ. Great to be here after a holiday weekend where the NBA title odds continue to move. A new favorite has emerged. Kevin Durant's potential movement will go a long way towards that. And college football's landscape continues to shift. What is the Vegas
league
today?
We got a lot of stuff. I want to do an NBA Casey Kasem reverse from number 8 back. Well, maybe we'll do number 7. Number 7 back on the NBA teams. Lakers are number 7 right now, tied with the Heat. They're both 11-1. 100 wins you 1,100 to win the title. Let's start with the Lakers.
Yeah, the Lakers, like you said, 11-1. Opened 20-1 at the end
right
of May.
Right at the end of May.
So obviously some
improvement.
Optimism about the Lakers, and I think a lot of that stems from the idea that they could get a Kyrie Irving or a Kevin Durant.
Well, I don't think it's Durant. If they get Durant, they're the favorites, right?
Yeah, it's Kyrie.
Yeah.
I think it's Kyrie or both. I think both is a reasonable possibility.
So what do you see as the trade for both?
Anthony Davis and Russell Westbrook.
All right. Now the question is how much. Let's say Westbrook for Kyrie Irving is kind of the section of that trade, mm-hmm. and then it's Durant for AD. Which one feels more. The funny thing is, the one that people think is more likely is the Westbrook for Irving.
Yeah.
I believe that.
Which is the worst deal.
For who?
It's the worst deal of the two.
For whom?
Because Westbrook's the worst player.
Exactly. Yeah. So I think the Lakers gain more in that section. I think AD for Durant, I'm not sure who gains there. Because if we believe AD, Anthony Davis being hurt the last year or two is something that will continue the rest of his career, then I see that Kevin Durant is better. But if they're both healthy, what we saw from Durant in those playoffs against Boston, I think he's on his way. It feels like he's reached his pinnacle and he's descending health-wise. And I just wonder, is AD at his younger age better than Durant? Why would Durant be better than AD? Can anyone really make the rest of their career? I mean, mm-hmm. considering their age, does someone here say, oh, no, the difference between AD and Durant is a plus on that and it's big. The only way you could say that is if you think AD's injuries will continue.
Yeah, that's it. AD's been so historically injury-prone.
But has he been historical? Because when he was back with the Pelicans, a lot of that was him not being happy, wanting to sit out too much. And again, you can say that's a negative.
Yeah.
But, I mean, AD, LeBron's been hurt just as much as AD in the last 2 years, right? So all I'm saying is we tend to see things in the short term, and we say, oh, look, like Joe Burrow. Do we think Joe Burrow is injury prone? Or do we think, you know something, Joe Burrow took a hit to the knee that might have knocked him out for a year and a half. It might have been like a Bridgewater type injury, but he was back playing good within 11 months. Maybe he's tough. Maybe Burrow, and he just had the bad luck of that injury. Is AD for sure injury prone?
AD's had 2 seasons in his career going back to 2012 where he played at least 70 games.
Only okay, but you did that 70 for effect, right? How about 65 games?
Looks like about 4 of those seasons.
Yeah, so I don't know. What do you think?
I think it's tough because he's still young, and I do think that if he were to go to the Eastern Conference, I think he has a much easier career than in the West.
You believe that's the case still, that the East isn't better
than
the West?
I'm just looking at the big men that he's got to deal with. Okay. You know, it's Gobert, it's Jokic, it's you know, in so the Western Embiid, Conference, it's Embiid. Only Embiid.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. That's interesting. You know, what do you think, McKenzie?
I think just for next year, the difference is pretty significant with Kevin Durant being better than Anthony Davis. 2-3 years from now, different story. But I'd say for next year, if I'm trying to win the title, KD clear a tier ahead.
Is that because you're saying if they're both healthy, you think KD is clearly better?
Yes.
And remember, Anthony Davis, 2 more years under contract. Kevin Durant has 4 years
Except
under contract.
You forget.
No one cares about contracts.
Apparently, they don't count.
It doesn't matter.
So, but you're right. In theory, that is an attractive contract because you're getting the rest of Durant's prime or the end of his prime and then, you know, the drop off. In theory, Durant should age gracefully. He's Reggie Miller, but with more skills. Maybe he loses some of those skills with age, but he's still Reggie Miller in that case.
And let's not act like he's not injury prone. We have a guy who's had a couple of devastating injuries,
especially if you lean on him.
Yeah,
like if you think about it, he tends to get hurt when someone else on the team is hurt, and he's putting in more minutes. And everyone does, right? More minutes. You get hurt. Kobe got hurt. He was putting in massive minutes when he blew out his Achilles. It happens to everyone like that. We're straight out of Vegas. I'm RJ Bell. But we would agree that Kyrie, if you can get Kyrie instead of Westbrook.
Massive upgrade.
That's a big upgrade.
Yes.
And I think the Lakers are a viable title team in that case.
With just Kyrie, without the KD for Anthony
for
Davis
sure,
deal, I agree.
For sure.
Are you kidding me? If it's Kyrie, LeBron, and AD?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. If they're healthy, in theory, how does that stack up against KD, Kyrie, and Harden? Because that big three, quote unquote, was the favorite. You think so?
Yeah.
Even at LeBron's age?
Yes.
In hindsight, it's easy to see what you got out of James Harden the last couple of years. You talk about on the wrong side of the mountain. Clearly, James Harden is
not to mention LeBron can play the five, and you got yourself a pretty interesting lineup.
That's a death line, kind of small ball lineup, which is interesting. We won't get to it today. Probably the T-Wolves and Gobert, they're 30-1. Boy, that looks juicy, man. I think that team is certainly going to be a really good regular season team, and I want to talk about
Cat,
that.
Anthony Edwards.
Yeah, especially because the theory is Cat plays the five in the small ball lineup when Gobert is off, but they got a good – when he's Gobert's five, that's a good lineup too with Cat at the four. They can do a lot there. Because remember, in the regular season, grind with the big guys, but you got to be able to convert in the offseason to the small ball. We're straight out of Vegas. McKenzie – what do you put the Lakers' odds if the only trade that happens is Westbrook, who in theory is a net negative right now? I don't know if that's true, but that's how people talk. Certainly for his contract, he's a net negative. You could spend that money better.
Sure.
But the question is, if you spent that money already, would you want Westbrook on your team? Because you could say, yeah, he does this, he does that. But the distraction. The site, he's kind of like a clubhouse lawyer. He's going to be causing issues. If he was mute and wasn't able to communicate, then, but he's not.
It's funny, he had exactly a 15.0 player efficiency rating, so he was exactly average, getting paid $40 million a year.
Yeah, so in theory, exactly average has value because you can't just get exactly average player. That's had a replacement level, so it kind of makes my point.
And like you said, if you've already had to pay him, which they do, then you might as well have the guy.
But is there a way to legally mute him?
I don't think so.
Yeah, I don't think so. I saw this Little House on the Prairie once. Where there's a little kid, they poured lye down his throat because he was in a circus or something. He was like Animal Boy, and they didn't want him to talk, so they poured lye down his throat, and it destroyed his vocal cords. That was evil.
That's cruel.
It was evil. A Little House on the Prairie was hardcore, if you haven't watched that.
Yeah, that's not for kids.
There was a little Laura, and remember Mary? But Mary
went
blind.
It seemed like it wouldn't be a good show for children to watch.
I'm still
not very wholesome.
I'm still scarred by it. you know what was even worse? Was when Mary got a degenerative eye disease, and then one day she's just walking around and she starts screaming and her vision disappeared and she's screaming, she's like blind somewhere. Why did I have to watch that as a kid?
I don't know. I mean, we're lucky we didn't see the dad like pluck her eye out or something to try to fix it. Like,
except that's not true. Why are you made? This is the truth.
I'm just saying, like, that's what I would have expected.
You thought that it would fix it by taking the actual eye out?
I mean, it could have been eye cancer. It could have spread to the brain.
Thank God AJ was not a dog, Doc Baker. It was Doc Baker that was doing service. But a lot of people know what I'm talking about. You don't.
I don't.
You maybe need to watch Little House.
No, thank you.
My sister loved Little House. They had those. They were written books by the girl who was Laura. But all joking aside, we talk about how society's gotten a lot worse. It was tough back in the day. I don't think I could have handled it straight out of Vegas. So what do you put the odds, McKenzie, on the Lakers if the only trade were Westbrook is out, Kyrie's in?
I think they'd be right there with the other favorites around 6-1.
Wow, that's a big upgrade. Now, what I would say to qualify this, there would be a risk. The range of outcomes with the Lakers and Kyrie would be broader, wider. They could be horrible. It could be LeBron sits out the year to get away from Kyrie. But it also could be a miracle that Kyrie thinks, I'm on a one-year deal. If I play well here, I can get extended. If he's on best behavior, they're a championship-level team.
Especially if everyone stays healthy.
Yeah, not even for the whole year. If everyone's healthy
come playoff time, like the Warriors were.
Yeah, that's a great point, because you had Curry missed about 4 weeks or 6 weeks in December into January. Then he missed the last four of the regular season. That's a lot of time to miss.
Klay missed a good chunk. Draymond missed a good chunk of last year, but then they all came together right as the playoffs began.
So does anyone disagree, Lakers with Kyrie, a broad range of outcome, but a better chance at a title than currently? You agree?
Yes.
Okay. And if you're the Lakers, everyone always says this is a TV show. This is a TV show. Sports is. It's a TV product. Wouldn't they be so interesting? Wouldn't we be taught? If the trade happened tonight, we'd lead the show with it tomorrow.
Yes.
And it'd be the majority conversation till football started.
And then you'd start talking about the Kyrie-LeBron dynamic.
Yes.
As it was in Cleveland and what led to its departure from Cleveland.
Deterioration.
Yeah.
And now, then they depart. Yeah.
But we would agree that this deal doesn't get done without LeBron saying with it.
No. But
he's the GM, of course.
Right.
But they don't change the peanuts on the airplane without his check.
Yeah.
But here's the thing. This makes LeBron look great, because in a way, it's an affirmation that he was the Kyrie's been lunching off of or living off of his shot to win the championship. Mm-hmm. That was with LeBron. He would have never had that chance without LeBron. He left, has not only not gotten back to the finals, but has in a way sabotaged his teams. You listen to Boston fans, you listen to Bill Simmons, they hate with a passion of the sun Kyrie Irving. He sabotaged, they believe, that team. And then you look at Brooklyn, by all accounts, this is getting blown up because of him. His actions last year, whatever you think of him, but also his stubbornness with management, where management for Brooklyn didn't capitulate totally, and thus KD's like, I'm mad at you. I'm out of here now. At the management. So if Kyrie went back to LeBron and LeBron even got him focused enough to have a good year, LeBron looks like this Svengali, the whisperer of troubled NBA players. That helps that helps his brand a lot, I think.
Agreed.
I think it also helps that it's like almost the power dynamic changes a bit, where it was Kyrie relying on LeBron, and now LeBron is kind of relying on Kyrie. It makes LeBron look a little like magnanimous, right? You know, hey, I need Kyrie to help me win a title.
Ooh,
now.
So that would be his spin? That would be Kyrie's spin? I think LeBron's spin could be Kyrie's on the junk heap of the NBA. I can redeem him.
No, I think LeBron's going to build up Kyrie.
Yeah, I agree, but always with a wink that daddy's here.
Yeah.
Right? And don't forget, on that show, the barbershop or whatever, Kyrie came back and said, hey, I was wrong, effectively. Mm-hmm. That set this up. All right, let's take our first break. This is an exciting show. We're running down. We got the Heat, Bucks, Clippers, Suns, Warriors, Celtics to go. Stay tuned.
And he's RJ Bell. I'm AJ Hoffman. This is the pregame show you've always wanted right here on Fox Sports Radio.
Straight out of Vegas!
Be sure to catch live editions of Straight Out of Vegas weekdays at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. What if there was someone who wanted to help you find a job? Not a website, but a person in your community that would help you for free. Choose Express Employment Professionals, and that's exactly what you'll get. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help you with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you, or download the Express Jobs app to get started. With a wide range of opportunities in a variety of industries, from welding to sales, forklift operator to customer service, the team at Express is ready to help you or someone you know take the next career step. Whether you're looking for a contract job or a new full-time role, turn to Express Employment. Interviewing with Express can be as easy as a phone call, and one application with Express Employment puts you in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Don't go in your job search alone. Visit ExpressPros.com, ExpressPros.com today.
Hey guys, this is Matt Jones, Drew Franklin from the Fade This podcast. We got a great episode coming up, picks in all the sports, football, basketball, we do them all, but here's a preview of this week's episode. Do you think it's more embarrassing to dye your hair or to have hair plugs?
I don't think either are embarrassing if you're not trying to conceal it and act like you didn't.
Okay, so you think if you just come out and go, I got hair plugs.
Yeah, like check out these hair. I mean, don't just walk around, hey, tapping, hey, stranger, I don't want you thinking this is natural. You know, but I mean,
do you have to do that with everyone you meet?
Some people try to act like they, you know what I mean?
Yeah. But I mean, like John Cena got it. You know, when John Cena came back to wrestling, he had a bald spot, and now he doesn't. Mm-hmm. You think he should be required in all interviews to say, look, by the way, I covered up my bald spot?
Yeah, I guess it's weird. I mean, you don't wear a sign or like put a sign in your yard, but.
All right, so what about toupees?
Those are the most obvious.
But let's say you're like Bill Self and you can get it to where it looks good.
His is magical. I don't even know if his is a toupee.
It is.
I think he went into the future and had a procedure we haven't even discovered yet.
And this episode was brought to you in partnership with DraftKings. To hear more, listen and subscribe to Fade This on iHeartRadio or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Want to increase your salary? Discover your earning potential with CareerBuilder. CareerBuilder.com knows you have superpowers that make you good to your job. They're called skills. And CareerBuilder.com has tools specially designed to help you move up, like CareerBuilder CoLab. Check out resume examples. Learn what recruiters are looking for. Search salaries. And view different career paths based on your skills. You'll be amazed to know how many ways you can use the skills you already have to build your future. Visit CareerBuilder.com.
I disagree with protocol. If you speak out against the words, then the hammer's gonna fall. The government.
I'm RJ Bell. We are straight out of Vegas.
And I'm AJ Hoffman.
We got a full house around the Wise Guy Roundtable. Good day to join us. And we're going through the favorites in the NBA. We started with the Lakers, number 7. We're going to keep going down, Casey Kasem style. Number 1, at least when it comes to fastest growing show on Fox Sports Radio, this one, that's because of you. Thank you so much. We'll keep working extra hard to warrant that kind of love, spreading the word. You can listen on the iHeartRadio app. Just search Straight Out of Vegas. Here in Vegas on the Strip, 101 degrees. The neon is pumping.
The Miami Heat, despite being rumored as Kevin Durant's preferred destination.
Well, one of the preferred.
One of the two preferred.
Well, listen, he had two preferred. The number one seed in the East, the number one seed in the West.
Makes sense. The Heat, though, have not moved much. They opened at 12-1, currently sitting at 11-1.
Okay. Now, what is fascinating, before we go to the Heat, we won't talk much Heat here because I don't think they have much of a chance. But, Mackenzie, do we have the updated odds on where he's going to go?
Yes.
Pop those up for me, please. I'll read those down. But the odds that I'm hearing more of, the Raptors.
Yeah.
I don't get that one. So maybe you guys can help me. Like, what's in it for we're talking about Durant's trading destination now. What would be appealing to it for him? Because, again, the theory is, though he doesn't have a no trade, you don't want to trade for a guy that at any time will demand to leave. And apparently has the power to do it. So you can't trade him against his will because the recipient team won't want that. You're getting an asset that's going to be disgruntled.
Sure.
So where's the appeal? Does anyone
I don't
know?
Think Toronto does it. I stand by this. I think Toronto won their championship. And I don't mean that they're not going out to try and win every year, but they're not going to trade future assets and commodities to win a championship in the next year or two and sacrifice their future. I feel it would be different if they didn't win a championship recently.
Now, isn't there another way to look at that? Which is, let's say you went to the loan place, the overnight loan place that charges you 40% interest.
Mm-hmm.
You got the money, made a bet, 10 times your money, and repaid it. Would you be more or less inclined to go to that loan place the next time you had a similar opportunity?
If it meant that they were charging you now 70% interest instead of 40%?
You'd say, hey, it doesn't matter. I won so much. I mean, I think when we do things, let's say you get married in Vegas to a stripper that you met that Friday. You get married Sunday morning.
She's a nice lady.
If it goes well, but then she dies in a car accident.
Well, that's terrible.
I know, but it happens. Aren't you inclined to go back to the strip club?
To find another wife?
Exactly.
I think if the Raptors can make this deal without putting Scottie Barnes into it, the rookie of the year, I think they make that deal.
Because I'm the Nets, I don't make a deal without getting Scottie Barnes.
But
back.
At some point, the Nets, who is going to be, as we go through, who's going to give them the Godfather offer? Because if nobody does, it segues to what I think is possible.
Well, if the Raptors are offering Pascal Siakam, who's a two-time All-NBA player, that's better than a lot of the other offers. That's a lot better than some of the stuff we're hearing kicked around, certainly.
And then the question becomes, is KD going to be affirming to it? Now, remember, Toronto's GM is one of the best in the league. He's not going to make a bad deal. I'm not great with his last name.
Masai Ujiri.
Yes, Masai Ujiri. Mm-hmm. Sharp dude. Now, a dude that looked like in poker, if someone sits down and you think this guy should or this gal doesn't fit here, they look all businessy or whatever, and then they start playing well, get worried real fast because they got some math behind it usually. This dude looks like he's got math behind everything. And, I like that. I think it's something that we're moving towards as a society, big data, and Ujiri, I think for sure, has done a good job with Toronto.
And I wanted to let you know the Raptors have moved from 55 to 25 to 1. That's just over the weekend.
Okay, that's interesting. Mackenzie, the odds I got right here are for when? This is for Friday? Why would I have Friday odds on Tuesday? Oh, wait, here's my odds. Okay. Yeah, that's a good point. That was my fault. I had him grabbed. All right. So what I was reading earlier was the correct odds. Put those away. Put those in the recycling
bin. Got
it. But the problem is I always make notes on them, and then I want to harvest the notes, but I never do. I got notes to harvest from like 2009 sitting in a pile somewhere. It'd be like, Brett Favre may retire.
You got to digitize those things. Yeah.
We're straight out of Vegas. Okay, so you were making the point the Raptors were 50-1, even 55-1. Now they're 25-1. So the odds of them being the recipient getting KD have gone way up. And by the way, they're the second favorite. 2-1 odds right now, Toronto. The favorite, minus money, Phoenix, minus 125. And then now we're going from third. We're going third is the Heat, 7.5-1. Golden State, 10-1. Lakers, 16-1. Okay, that's if he goes somewhere. But what if he doesn't go anywhere?
And it appears that's what the sentiment is also pointing towards, as the Nets, who opened at 6-1, got all the way up to 40.
6-1 when everything after they opened 6-1
before Kevin Durant was complaining, before Kyrie Irving, we knew there was unrest there.
Then Kyrie signed or opted into the 1-year deal. We all reacted thinking, "Oh, this looks good for Brooklyn." It went to about 8-1.
Mm-hmm.
And then KD drops his bomb, and it went to 50?
35-1. And then,
it was 50 in some spots.
Yeah, it did get to 50. And before this weekend, it was 40-1. As of today, as of right now, 25-1.
Two things there. One, he stays. Two, there's optimism the trading haul is going to be better than they expected. Right, that could help the odds of that team.
I think the Rudy Gobert haul makes it feel like you could get. I mean, if Rudy Gobert is worth that, what is Kevin Durant going to be worth?
Or he's not worth. Gobert's not worth that.
Yeah. Or no. is the idea that Durant stays, but Kyrie goes, and the return that you get for Kyrie is better than what the Nets have now.
Have you heard any?
Or, if it was better than what the Nets have now, they'd be 8 or 7 to 1. Because if KD stays, but that's if it happens, yeah. Right? It's uncertain right now.
I haven't heard any rumors where the Nets upgrade from an on-court perspective over Kyrie. But they
don't maybe need Westbrook's yeah. better with Durant.
But here's the thing: they don't need to upgrade. If KD stays, Ben Simmons plays. In theory, that's the same as with Kyrie Irving. I mean, is Ben Simmons playing much better or worse than Kyrie? I don't think he's better.
I don't think he's better, but
much worse.
If, like you said, if it's pre-meltdown Ben Simmons.
Yeah, well, meltdown happened in one series, yeah. But it's extended now for over a year.
If he goes back to that form, then yeah, it's not a massive drop-off.
So now let's say they get someone decent for Kyrie. Not as good as Kyrie, but decent. Now you've got a 10-1, 8-1 team. This is the worst thing that could happen. I mean, of all the scenarios, Brooklyn was going to be fine unless KD wanted to go. And then it was going to blow it up. And you made a good point about Gobert and the haul he got. But what percentage of that haul is in future years? Almost all of it matters. Yep. So how does that help Brooklyn? Because they gave up all of their picks for Harden. Then they traded that for a guy that doesn't play. I mean, you want to talk about how to, you know, the one thing was get rich or die trying. This is how to go broke. Because it was like, all right, you got KD, you got for free effectively, no draft picks or whatever. It was a signing. Well, I guess there was a trade there. Because they did a sign and trade with Golden right. State, but it wasn't much. Though they did turn that to what was it, Russell? That turned that into
Wiggins. Yeah, Wiggins. D'Angelo Russell. Yep.
Yeah. So I mean, that was big, and it was showing you how Golden State does things the right way. But still, it was a cheap acquisition. They got Irving cheap, and then they said, "Well, let's get Harden. We got all of our draft choices. Let's just hit him with a bunch of them." But then Harden leaves for Simmons, so effectively you traded all those draft choices for Simmons. And then Simmons doesn't play.
Yeah.
So he's contributing as much as those draft choices would have in the future
because
they're not even there yet.
Yes.
But Brooklyn maybe can stay relevant or fringe playoff for the next 10 years. But how do you win a title that way? I mean, it's almost like Brooklyn can't win a title now for the next 10 years, it feels like.
Without Kevin Durant?
Yeah.
No, I agree.
So, well, if that's the case, what I would do is just completely blow this thing up and try and get back what you sacrificed the first time when you brought in Garnett and Pierce and you mortgaged your entire future. And
so for 10 years later, try to get back to where you would have been.
Give me first round draft picks. Look at the Boston Celtics. The Boston Celtics, you know, with Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum started their franchise over again with the assets they acquired from the Brooklyn Nets. The Nets can be that in 5 years.
So a Gobert-type trade where all you're getting back is future, it makes sense to you.
Yeah, or young, like a Scottie Barnes, like young player plus future draft picks. Let me build, and maybe Simmons does play in a couple of years, and he's the centerpiece of a rebuilt Brooklyn Nets team.
So here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to tell you the two times, in my opinion, that's worked the best in the last 5, 7 years or 10 years, and you can tell me if you still like the idea of trying that first.
Be sure to catch live editions of Straight Outta Vegas weekdays at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Pacific.
Fox Sports Radio, I'm A.J. Hoffman. He's the voice of Vegas, R.J. Bell.
I've never heard in a news announcement go, someone on social media named Jeff. that's awesome. I mean, I don't even know why.
Shout out Jeff.
Yeah. All right, if you're Jeff, look out. Hey, Mackenzie, call the authorities. Say that, check out where Sirhan is. He might... You get that?
I don't know who that is.
Uh-huh. Look it up. Sirhan. You can report back. That's why he went to Yale. It shows you there's a... Yeah. He's a smart dude. It shows you there's there's always a generation gap. All right? But this was before my generation. You know who had that?
Way before.
I know the name.
That was the assassination
The assassination ultimate of Robert Kennedy.
Yes.
RFK Stadium is Robert Kennedy's, stadium.
Oh, I forgot that it's,
uh-huh, okay. And the guy that assassinated him in 68 was Sirhan Sirhan.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So you don't have to look anymore, Mackenzie. But here's what's funny. A lot of people love the idea of something called MK Ultra, which was a CIA, and this has come out through Freedom of Information Act stuff. It was a CIA program to use mind control and brainwashing for something like the Manchurian Candidate, right? Which is a movie about someone that was brainwashed to be a killer that could be activated with a certain trigger phrase. But we spent, as a country, tens of millions of dollars researching this. And it's a proven fact that we dosed LSD and other drugs into hundreds of people without them knowing to observe how it would affect them. It was like prostitutes in San Francisco were doing it with tricks, and it was like this huge secret thing that got announced, and now you've got or got revealed in the 70s, and they believe that Sirhan Sirhan was because he says, I didn't want to do this. I was brainwashed. That's what he says or said at the time.
Convenient.
Well, yeah. But it was like the way.
Summer of Sam also took instructions from his dog.
Well, how do we know what happened, right? Yeah. I mean, the funny thing is we all like, it's funny, we all think there's, I mean, who thinks that there's nothing going on that we don't know about in the government? Meaning nothing that really matters.
Yeah, of course there is.
So, but then when it peeks its head up, we all joke about, oh, that's a conspiracy theory. But it's like, how would it show itself? Like, by the with MK Ultra, by the way, all of the records were mysteriously destroyed in a fire. Yes.
In the basement of RFK?
No. Well, that would have tied it all up. But no, in truth, I mean, it's like, oh, yeah, those got lost. Or I mean, it was like that's what the head of the CIA said to Congress. But then in Canada, there was financial records they had stored of it that they were able to retrace a lot of it. So they thought they destroyed all the records, but there was a bunch in Canada they didn't know about. Those didn't go down in a fire, though.
Uh-huh. Well, this could segue into my conspiracy theory with James Harden.
So. Go ahead. Hit us with it.
So, James Harden obviously opts out of the final year of his deal, right? So, he forfeits, what, $47 million?
Well, right there? Don't forfeits. He's going to take it in a different way.
Yes. So, basically, he's going to sign a team-friendly deal, probably like a three-year deal.
Yeah, so, less time, less money.
Yes. But here's what not many people are talking about. Michael Rubin, who was part owner of the 76ers.
And now he's the guy that has Fanatics?
He owns Fanatics. Okay. Yes. He sold his shares of the Philadelphia 76ers.
Because they're going to be doing gambling.
And so Fanatics now can enter into a financial agreement with James Harden, which he has the number one selling jersey as of the trade, and can supplement his income. There's a quote from Woj about 2.5 weeks ago, quote, Rubin can now enter outside financial partnerships with players that were disallowed because he was part owner of the teams, an avenue that could prove beneficial to the Sixers as they work to re-sign Harden.
So you're saying your conspiracy theory is
Harden takes less money in the
contract. Woj's tweet.
It's the idea that Harden takes less money from the Sixers, but makes up the money with a Fanatics deal.
Ooh, so this is a lot like what used to happen, or still does, I guess, with college recruiting.
Sure.
You come to town, it's like, hey, we can't pay anything, that's illegal, but this bar needs a bar or needs a bouncer, and they're going to be paying you $5,000 a week.
Yeah.
Right?
Or the no-show quarterback. What was the quarterback that the no-show at the car?
Rhett Bomar.
Rhett Bomar had the no-show
Oklahoma
job at the car
quarterback.
Dealership.
Yep. What do you think of that, AJ?
It makes a lot of sense to me.
So, but what would be, so the theory is he gets compensated, the guy that owns Fanatics, indirectly too.
Yeah. I mean, he just sold the share of the Sixers, but he's still deeply involved.
Well, I just got one thing to say to that before we go to break.
And the money always wins.
The money always wins. When we come back, we'll keep going down the list. And this has been fascinating. We'll start with, could KD stay? Could he stay with Brooklyn? And then we'll talk about the big favorites left. That includes Milwaukee, Clippers, Suns, Golden State, Boston. Stay tuned.
And he's RJ Bell. I'm AJ Hoffman. This is the pregame show you've always wanted right here on Fox Sports Radio.
Right out of Vegas!
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Mic check. Mic check.
If you want exclusive insight from the biggest names in the sports game, what's good? This is national champion and former pro baller Chris Johnson. And let me tell you a little bit about my new series, KJ Live.
KJ Live is the only show featuring me going one-on-one with the brightest basketball minds on the planet to get the real.
And when I say real, I mean that real. I got legendary Hall of Famers, elite coaches, and the top basketball insiders bringing you a unique perspective on all things hoops culture that you will not find anywhere else.
To make your next move your best move.
And tap in with me on KJ Live, wherever you get your podcast from.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. What if there was someone who wanted to help you find a job? Not a website, but a person in your community that would help you for free. Choose Express Employment Professionals, and that's exactly what you'll get. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help you with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you, or download the Express Jobs app to get started. With a wide range of opportunities in a variety of industries, from welding to sales, forklift operator to customer service, the team at Express is ready to help you or someone you know take the next career step. Whether you're looking for a contract job or a new full-time role, turn to Express Employment. Interviewing with Express can be as easy as a phone call, and one application with Express Employment puts you in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Don't go in your job search alone. Visit ExpressPros.com, ExpressPros.com today.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Want to increase your salary? Discover your earning potential with CareerBuilder. CareerBuilder.com knows you have superpowers that make you good at your job. They're called skills. And CareerBuilder.com has tools specially designed to help you move up, like CareerBuilder CoLab. Check out resume examples. Learn what recruiters are looking for. Search salaries. And view different career paths based on your skills. You'll be amazed to know how many ways you can use the skills you already have to build your future. Visit CareerBuilder.com.
Awards Watch says Liam Neeson is at his best. Don't miss In the Land of Saints and Sinners. Having left his dark past behind, retired hitman Finbar Murphy, played by Neeson, leads a quiet life in a remote coastal Irish town. But when a menacing crew of terrorists arrive, Finbar is drawn into a vicious game of cat and mouse, forcing him to choose between exposing his secret identity or defending his friends and neighbors. In the Land of Saints and Sinners, from Samuel Goldwyn Films and Sony Pictures Home Entertainment. Watch it now on digital. Rated R.
I'm RJ Bell. We are straight out of Vegas.
And I'm AJ Hoffman.
If you're just tuning in, check out the podcast if you want to hear about Little House on the Prairie. MK Ultra. Oh, and some NBA earlier in the show, right?
That's right. Mm-hmm. A little bit of NBA.
No, well, more than a little. It was a little bit of Little House on the Prairie.
A little bit of Little House, a little bit of Laura, a little bit of Sirhan.
Yeah, something about
little bit of KD
down the throat.
Oh, it was evil.
Blindness. And,
but let's stick to the NBA. Let's keep going down the list. And let's go now. We're talking about the favorites to win the title. The eighth favorite, Sixers 12-1. We talked about Harden and the sweetheart deal. Lakers are 11-1. Heat 11-1. Now remember, Bam cannot be traded. There's some complex thing about if you sign
you
a rookie
extension. You can't be traded to the Nets.
Okay.
Because the Nets already have Simmons on the rookie max. You can't have two players on the rookie max.
Extension, right?
You can't have two players on the rookie max who were traded to your team.
Yeah.
So Simmons and Bam would both be traded.
All right. Yeah. But the theory is there could be a third team that got Bam and then traded someone that wasn't in that situation.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So Miami, though, viable, but I don't think so. We got the Bucks. They're rock solid. They're kind of staying pat. They're sitting at 7.5-1. There's a jump there. So the Heat, right before them or after them, 11-1. Bucks 7.5-1.
And Bucks haven't moved off 7.5-1 since the end of the season.
Now they had a signing that people. What was their big sign? Or they had a smallish signing, didn't they?
Joe Ingles.
Yeah. Okay. What do you think of that?
I like it a lot.
Okay, feels like they're augmenting where they need to augment, which is good. And that's what I think Boston has done with that trade.
Yeah, the Brogdon deal. Yeah.
With Indiana. Now we got the Clippers. Now there it's all about Leonard comes back healthy and who knows, right?
There's been a lot of talk about a potential trade partner with the Nets there. A Paul George for Kevin Durant trade makes a lot of sense for both teams, I think.
Gosh, that seems like Brooklyn's getting the bum end of that deal. I mean, Paul George is the team leader. I mean, we saw this year what that was. It wasn't a playoff team, right?
They were in the play-in tournament.
But they weren't a playoff team. Don't forget, the NBA tells you that distinction. But that's probably right. Ninth, 10th best team in the West, which wasn't great last year. If you have Paul George in a viable but not great supporting cast.
But does Ben Simmons elevate, like, Paul George?
Who?
With
you mean cheering and
yeah,
stuff?
But let's say if Ben Simmons plays, you have Ben Simmons and Paul George is better than Paul George and Patrick Beverley.
Maybe. But you know, I tell you, Clippers have a great coach. Ty Lue's great.
Yeah.
And they also have a lot of good, like, fifth or sixth level. Like, they're a deeper team than you might think, I think. Okay, but this is the theory, is he stays healthy, and then they're as good as anyone, I think. That's fair. The Clippers. Suns. Now, the Suns look like they were done. All right, Chris Paul, a year older. They failed, even though they won the West, you know, a number one seed. But now we hear Chris Paul was hurt, you know, had the hamstring or whatever, right? And then there's COVID rumors that maybe someone had COVID. I don't know, but it feels like there's excuses for that loss now. You get Durant, this is one of the favorites. I mean, if the Suns get Kevin Durant, what the theory
is, they're
giving up who?
It's a sign and trade with Ayton.
All right, so Ayton, who in theory they didn't want to pay, the Suns didn't want to pay last year. He's probably on the way out.
And it probably involves a third team because the Nets already being over the tax make it hard for them to absorb a sign and trade like that. But a team like the Jazz, who we just saw, opened up
Danny
a lot of.
Ainge making a lot of moves.
Yeah, they opened up a lot of space, a lot of roster spots. That's an easy move for them to make. And they've got some dead salaries that they're going to want to get rid of.
I'm very skeptical that Kevin Durant wants to go to the Suns. I get it seems like a chance to win. It's a four-year deal. Chris Paul is going to be won't be there in 4 years. And that owner, it feels like there's kind of a hit job on him and the other NBA owners don't like him. I don't know if there's as much fire as there is smoke, but just because there's all that smoke, why would you want to go into that trouble that the Suns and that ownership seems to have? I mean, he doesn't seem player-friendly at all.
From a Nets perspective, though, like let's say you get Bridges and Ayton, or Bridges and somebody else, it's okay.
Celtics are the favorite right now, and we're not expecting any big moves there. They're just that good, 6-1. The team in between, last team, Golden State. I think he goes back to Golden State.
KD?
Yes.
Ooh.
Here's why. If he really is smart about it, think about this. Last point. It will change his entire narrative 10 years down the road, meaning the middle time with Brooklyn becomes a very short sentence. It was like he was with OKC with all these young guys. Then Durant went to Golden State. 4 years, he won two titles. Then he got a little messed up in the head. He went off to Brooklyn. It was tumultuous. But then he returned home, and he won one more title. That becomes the conversation. If he goes somewhere else and they don't win, the whole end of the story's bad. If he's able to win and go back, it closes the circle and makes the story so much more palatable.
It would kill the Warriors theory about trying to be good after the Steph Curry era.
But they already did after the Durant era, but they've already done it. They've proven it. If they didn't win this year, he couldn't come back. They won this year, he could.
If you missed any of today's show, including a great discussion about all the potential landing spots for Kevin Durant,
Little House on the Prairie.
Check out the podcast at foxsportsradio.com. We're going to be back tomorrow, 6 Eastern, 3 o'clock Vegas time. He's RJ Bell. I'm AJ Hoffman. We are straight out of Vegas right here on Fox Sports Radio.
Straight out of Vegas!
Our kids have said to us since we moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community, of values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with two young kids.
See what makes Minnesota the star of the North. New residents share why they love calling it home at exploreminnesota.com/live.
Hey, everyone. This is Jody Sweetin from the podcast How Rude, Tanneritos. I've been needing a quick getaway with my family, and the 2024 Hyundai Santa Fe is the perfect vehicle to take us there. It has standard third row seating, so I'm able to pack my entire family, plus pets in the car, while also having enough room for our camping essentials. Available H-Track all-wheel drive will get us through any dirt trails, and available dual wireless charging pads will ensure we never have to worry about getting stuck with a dead phone in the middle of nowhere. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Got Los Angeles sunshine coming through.
Please stand by. Prime Video and Westworld director Jonathan Nolan invite you to Fallout.
After 200 years, we don't know much about what's up there. Violence, desperation, lawlessness.
Everyone wants to save the world. They just disagree on how.
We're going to get across that wasteland, and we're going to do it together.
All episodes available now on Prime Video.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.